Your horse training questions answered. Welcome to the Carson James Podcast, your weekly boost of horsemanship. No jargon, no fluff, and no BS. Just natural, proven solutions that work. And now, here's Carson James.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. This one is going to be on the difference in reactiveness versus responsiveness. So a lot of times those two things can get confused. And what generally ends up happening, more so than not, is because of the aforementioned, a lot of horses just end up kind of dead and dull. And they might can do some things like real pretty as long as it's slow and everything's just right, you know, but if you go to add any speed or if you ask them to do something real suddenly, you know, a lot of the times it'll end up falling apart. And even if, like, I'm not talking about building a performance horse or anything, but even if you don't want your horse to do things fast, lightness, a lot of times the way you get lightness is there's a connection between lightness and speed, but they don't have to go fast to be light. But a lot of the times getting them to do something quick will get them to be lighter at the slower speeds. So like getting off your leg, for example, or softening at the pole, or backing up. So if you can get them to back up really, really fast with 5 ounces, well, then you can probably get them to back up at a more medium to average pace with 1 ounce. That's probably a pretty good example of that, actually. And I want to talk for a minute about expression. Because a lot of times when somebody sees a horse that is real confident, like he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's real sure, but his head's up and his eye is kind of big, and he's really, really alert. Now, this is that fine line we were talking about. So to be able to bring a horse up to that state and have them really be ready to move, really be ready to get off your leg or back up or come up off of the halter pressure or, you know, in groundwork or whatever. Having one be in that alert state is what makes it real easy for that horse to be light. But what happens a lot of time is, and I can't stress enough how fine the line is, but it's so important to be able to know the difference. What happens was when a horse starts to have that alert state of mind and he's really ready to be light and really be thinking, well, a lot of times instead of people like putting that to work, they just try to desensitize that. And the end result over time is you have a horse that is really calm and he's really confident, which is good, but he's kind of missing the third one, which is the other side of the coin, which is be able to get him to really come up and be alert and be light in a really, really controlled way. So I guess if there was a moral of this story, it would be remember that a horse might get a little unsure or a little bothered in learning all of this stuff we teach them. It's part of the process. And if you're really doing it right, you know, it's guaranteed that they will. But they will figure it out. And they will start to get to where they're confident in it. So they feel good about it and they know what to do. But try to not forget to not put them to sleep all the time, because generally that's done too much. And remember to wake them up and get them to move. And ask them to do it within 2 seconds, not within, you know, 30. Now, if it's a colt, you know, like that varies depending on the horse. So just use common sense, but be careful that you're not making a lazy, dull horse just because you think that anytime he kind of gets energetic, that he's scared. When that happens, put it to work for you, because there'll be a lot of free lightness right there. Try to remember not to just dole out that lightness when it presents itself. All right, hope you guys enjoyed it. We will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Carson James Podcast. Real, simple horsemanship. Subscribe now to get new questions answered every week. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, drop us a review and share it with your horsey friends.